Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding and we must join in, because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Good evening and welcome to the month of August. Tonight is a teaching night and we're going to talk about, what do I take, the high road or the low road? And if I choose the high road, how do I stay on the path? We're at a very serious time on the planet, all over the world. people are fighting, religion is changing, our spiritual views are growing, and we are learning how, albeit a bit slowly, to include others in our lives, to care for them, and to find that the world needs to be in harmony. We all need to work together to have a new beginning. We're going to have to make some serious choices before we go into the new decade. And that's what I want to discuss. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but hopefully tonight's program will bring you some new information and perhaps some tools so that you can begin to connect with the spiritual forces, to improve on your meditation techniques, and to find out what's really important. Because let me tell you this, everyone needs to have a spiritual practice. They need to begin to develop it now and continue with that wonderful energy that comes to us from outside of us, from off the planet, and work with it. It's almost as important as your food, your water, and your money. If you look at it that way, I'm sure that you would be happy to incorporate some easy and wonderful spiritual meditation techniques into your life, as well as change your way of thinking and bring your consciousness up a vibration or two, or maybe up a vibration four or five. So let me begin with the information. This is the time when you must choose the world you're going to live in. You cannot make this choice for others, sadly so. They must choose their life path within themselves and on their own. You can only tell them what you're doing, how you feel, and how it works for you. Even if you love them dearly, only they can choose their own path. You have to decide whether you're going to be angry, resentful, and get back at them, and all that stuff, or whether you're going to forgive, allow, and be. This is so important that it even has begun to show up as to how we raise our children and how we discipline them. By disciplining them differently from the past, we are going to have more warm-hearted and open children. That doesn't mean that they don't learn respect. It doesn't mean that they don't learn how to care for themselves. It doesn't mean that they don't learn how to think for themselves and to grow. Because they will. But we don't have to traumatize them and act like we own them in order for them to have their early life experience. Try to keep this within context, because this is a timeline that is stretched very thin right now. It's like an intersection. You can take the high road or you can take the low road, and that means not just up and down, but the low road is like a canyon, and it's very subject to fires, floods, and other tragedies. The high road is up, almost into the clouds, and it will only experience a light rain, sunshine, or stars at night. I know that's just a visual vision. What I mean to say is that you've been going through an intersection that all humans on Earth are going through for some time now. As a matter of fact, it really started in 2011, just before we went into the energies of 2012, and then we received those energies on December 21st, 2012. And what happened? Nobody got carried off into the sky. What really happened was a chaos started. We had to have destruction before reconstruction. And a lot of inner truths have been coming out and uncovered as we have walked along the past several years. Now it's time to take everything we've learned and bring it within so that we can function and get through the darkness of the terrible 20s. You're on the outer edge of it, and there's really nothing that you can do about it at this time. We just have to live through it, walk through it, think through it, and meditate through it. If you do nothing, whatever events happen around you will just flow.
But the flow may not be the high road. The flow might be the low road. If it's the low road, it will not be happy for you, and it won't be good. You might have a few minutes of, yeah, we got 'em. But now, when that happens, no matter how justified it seems in your mind, there's always a payback. And that goes on and on and on, cycle after cycle after cycle, reincarnation after reincarnation. This is what has to stop, because this has been an endless cycle. So I think it's time for our spiritual light workers to really begin to choose the high road. This is the time of the collective consciousness. Whoever chooses the high road, regardless of who they are, where they have been, or what they have done, will go with the others who have chosen the high road, and life will go on, and it will go on pleasantly. Here's a mantra for you. I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. You won't notice much difference at first, but after a while you'll notice people aren't grumbling and blaming each other. They aren't referring to whole groups of people in some derogatory name. In fact, everybody will be seen to be getting along very well. If you choose the low road, you'll experience more grumbling around you and within you. You will see more blaming and more violence. You cannot have it both ways. Many of you have been trying to hang out, live as well as possible, and be as good as possible, but you still have those feelings of violence within you. Many of you are trying to find a location, a place where you'll be safe and can get away from all this. Many of you want to be self-sufficient, have your own gardens, have your own little community. All of that is doable, but it's only doable if you make the choice, go within, and begin to work with the energies that are being provided for you through this new helix, the double helix in the center of the galaxy. What surprises are in store for you? What wonderful events are in store? If you begin just a little bit, all you do need is that mustard seed. Just a little bit to do the exercise of meditation. Then you will have great rewards. The difference between prayer and meditation is that meditation works within you. It's not asking for an outside gift like, please heal my friend, please bring me the new car, or any kind of thing like that. It's simply working within you, what your soul needs to learn, how your soul needs to grow, and perhaps some of the thoughts and actions that you need to clean up a bit. That's what meditation can give you. And very quickly. You are sometimes expressive, not necessarily with hitting and punching, maybe just saying mean-spirited words, and maybe not even consciously, but this still has an impact on you, who you are inside, and your connection with the divine. So it won't be pretty if you choose the low road. You have to keep that in mind. It may not be easy to choose the high road at first, but you will be doing it with a lot of other people all over the world, and you will be experiencing a more benevolent life. You came here, human beings, as the explorer race, as has been described in many, many books. You came here with all kinds of excitement and all kinds of happiness because you were going to do something new, not the same old boring stuff, no matter how benign or benevolent it was. You signed up for something new in this lifetime, and you knew that you were going to be on the planet at this time, at this crisis time, at this choice time. Your soul knew, and your soul wanted to be fulfilled with that experience. It's easy to fall into the seduction of this because there are pleasures, sometimes little ones, sometimes big ones. But there's also pain, sometimes little, sometimes big. It's really not complicated. You don't have to give up your religion. You don't have to give up your philosophy. But your religion and your philosophy must be the high road. I authored a book in 2014 called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. This book, I feel, should be in every church, synagogue, mosque, and by everybody's bedside all over the world. Hopefully, I was able to show what the masters would like of us, as well as to show how to live in these troubled times. It is intended to help you raise your consciousness, as it did mine when I penned it. If you can, try to lift up your religion up to the high road. Try to set an example of the high road as your religion. I call it spiritual awareness or embracing spiritual frontiers. It's not really that difficult. You certainly get a lot of joy and satisfaction out of that. I'm not trying to threaten you saying pick a high road or suffer, but there are those who describe it that way. As I look at your times, and I look at the place that we're in now, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of fear that I see because people don't want to change their old ways. They do not want to adjust to that which they have been taught, even if what they have been taught is false or an illusion. I am trying to help you choose something that will feel good and won't require that much of you. You will have to forgive, allow, and just be. And I've come across a wonderful mantra to help you do that. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. Say that right now. Say it with me. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I know who I am. I'm a spiritual thing in an earthly body. I know what I am. I'm a daughter or son of the divine. And I know how I serve. I know how I serve through my thoughts, through exercising my integrity, and through flowing with whatever comes. When you were born, you were on the high road. So you don't have to learn something new. You don't have to learn something that you never knew. If you want to feel that experience, just look at any tiny baby. Look at babies at the moment when they are filled with happiness and joy, and try to remember what that felt like for you. You may not be able to remember yourself at that age, but you will be able to remember the feelings. When you experience those feelings, get into them and feel them more. It will help you to move towards a high road, even when the pathway is closed, and even if you've chosen to go along with people on the low road. Remember the light. The light is always there for you, and you can always find the light because it never disappears. There might be ways to make it up the high road after all, but only if there's enough people who choose to do it. And then, of course, it will just happen. As of now, I'm looking at it, and I don't see those ways of developing, but I can see that they can develop just by magic. But if you have to be of the high road, then you have to open your heart. So practice the feelings to the best of your ability, as you were when you were a baby. Remember them. Laugh, giggle, and feel good. And just know that everything that's happening is a beautiful reflection of you, the planet, and God. So how long is this intersection open? This you have to choose right now. My guess is that it's open until we change millennium. So as we go into 2020, I think we had better have chosen where we're going to go. Just understand that you're asking in years. Even though you seem to be in a calendar, you can say it's day and it's night, but time has gone by. However, it only seems to have gone by because we are timeless. So I cannot say how long it will take, but it won't take forever. The trickiness of it, especially the seductiveness of the choices that you make, is that it will be easy to know when it's over, because in a way, you will feel the full weight of it, or the joy of it, or the freedom of it, or the cool breeze of it. It's almost as if you're suddenly carrying a heavy weight, and then it's not there. It won't be there forever. But for a while, you're going to feel like you're in darkness. For a while, you're going to feel like you're in a tunnel. And for a while, you're going to feel heavy. But after a while, it's going to be shaken off, and you'll feel the joy. And when that happens to you, you know you're on the high road. But if you feel heavy weights, if you feel it's difficult to walk, if you feel sad, if you feel lost and that this is going to be forever, if you feel discouraged and you can't continue with your work, then you know you're on the low road and it's almost too late to get back. So it's always good to have physical evidence to know what's what. If you have the feeling now, and some of you do, you know you have a chance to choose a high road. You have to do this consciously. And you must discipline yourself to have those feelings as described in these words: joy, love, peace, harmony, and laughter. These words, joy, love, peace, and harmony, are of spirit, and they're not attached to any religion. So don't use them exclusively with one philosophy. You can only have these feelings of light if you do this, or if you do that, or if you practice this or that. It has to be inclusive with everyone on the planet, because we're all on the planet together. Some religions have known that there would come a time when you would get together in the same place. This has not developed out of a fabric of fantasy. There is a knowingness of what you are and how you were born as a baby. I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is how certain themes, books, and movies can show you what it's like to be on the high road. Occasionally you'll hear about people who are over 100 years old, but they don't live the normal age that they would have lived if they had been chosen a physical life and hadn't been able to release and let go. Life here is tough. Even when it's at its best and flowing, you can have some tough moments, and you all know this. We're told that no one can take the next level until everybody comes. But no, you're asking more than one thing. You don't have to wait. You can choose now. You must choose now. I cannot tell you why. I don't know. But I can tell you a little bit. I can give you some hints. You must choose now. The eclipses have said so. The eclipses are creating endings. Total ways of life endings, people losing home endings, monetary endings, country endings. There's so much going on at the same time. And new beginnings are now going to open. I can only tell you what I know. I can't tell you something that's not a nice story. I can't tell you something that isn't so anymore. I can only tell you what's here. How many of you have looked up at the sky as a child and seen a falling star? In this universe, there have been millions and uncountable falling stars. Some beautiful planets and wonderful people have gone away. This has happened. When planets cease to have life on them, they do not become falling stars, but there are hints that something has happened. You might get an uncomfortable feeling, and then it passes. In this universe, there are options to live in places or be in places that are uncomfortable. But most people in this universe, more than 99%, choose to live in places that are comfortable and happy where they feel welcomed and life is good. There are also those people who choose excitement, and in your innocence, you have also done that for a short time on Earth. But the universe is changing. It's evolving. So things that were written have to be flexible, and you must choose what your heart and soul want, and try to get over some things you think, no matter how perfectly reasonable they may seem. When you say, well, these people are this way and those people are that way, look at it as this book or this paper. I see this person and I know the truth about them. But are you all at the same core of your physical reality, good and kind and also benevolent? All babies are born benevolent. Never forget that. But what about the people who don't know that they have to choose? Well, that's why you exist. Put the word out there. You don't have to put it up on a billboard. Just put it out there. You have more time to do it. Just put it out there. You are not going to come to the end of the intersection in 2 weeks. But you do have to make a choice. And probably by the end of August 2018. And even after you make your choice, it will be a struggle for a time. You'll make mistakes. You'll say something or think something, and then you'll be embarrassed. Oh, that's not the high road. You'll catch yourself. Don't expect to be perfect. Just know that you will be migrating onto the high road with everybody else, and you will start meeting people on that road. Some you'll like and some you won't, but in time, you'll like them all. Why is this situation coming? And what causes this particular time, this particular intersection? Well, part of this is prophecy. Part of this was planned as life took form on the planet. It's 33 billion years of waiting for this beautiful energy to come. It's been written in every lore, in every religion, and in every belief system that there was going to be changes on December 20th, 2012. And indeed, that did occur. It's not complicated. All your questions are about why, which I might add, is the first thing the children learn to say. And that's because when they're very little, they remember the high road on the feeling level. They were born on the high road, but when people around them aren't living that, they ask why. I'm saying that it's a perfectly natural question, and the simple answer is you cannot go living on the earth the way you are living now. Shooting and killing, setting fires, throwing people out of their homes, and harming others. Now, I know that you're not all doing that, of course, but it's being done on this planet to a great degree. You cannot go on doing things that are totally destructive to various species of beings, and that includes our animals, and our air, and our nature, as well as people. There are species that you cannot eliminate. They are elements of a periodic table, and you cannot eliminate them. But they can eliminate you. If Mother Nature decides, well, I've done my best to host you, but now you have to go away, then the elements will do it. Of course, there are other things that can do it, but I'm choosing the elements because they're as basic as science. I know it sounds like I'm being overly dramatic, but all species other than humans are completely aware of this. They have been aware of this for some time, both off the planet and on the planet. They know when you went into the intersection, which was a few years ago. Basically, 2011, if you want your timing. That's why sometimes your dogs or cats look at you and you can feel them asking, why? But you do not think that anything has happened that would cause them to do that. They ate, they slept, they ran around for a while, they're happy, and then they suddenly stop and they turn and they look at you and they say, why? It's in their eyes. You can see it with the birds. You can see it with the animals that live free. Sometimes they'll look at you and just ask why. But you're not helpless, and it's not complicated. You could ask me why in 100 other ways, and it's not complicated. I recommend that you stop, look, take a deep breath, and take the time to choose the high road. That's all. But if you choose the low road, okay. Your personality is immortal. From my point of view, you'd be happier on the high road, but you might have to forgive people that you'd rather not talk to. You just need to let it all go. It won't be easy for some of you. For others, it'll be no problem. And for others, it'll be a joy. And for others, it's already done. Isn't that marvelous? One thing you have to do on the high road is cooperate. There's no more competition. There's no more we're number one. And there's no more we're on the high road, so we're number one. It's not that. It's we're on the road that leads to happiness, joy, and comfort for all. We're at the end of the first part of this program. May this information lead you to the true world of the soul, so that you can learn to verify information coming through the soul to you by using correct principles. This is a quantum leap forward in the process of listening to your inner self. It is not to be deceived by a multitude of false channels, facts, and data, but to learn that spirit within can and does verify and define the principles behind all of the knowledge that it brings. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for a commercial break. I'll be back after these messages with some ways to seed and nurture the garden of your soul. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of August 6th through August 11th, 2018. This week brings us a few ups and downs. Monday could spin out of control if you're not careful. The Sun-Jupiter square can bring extra excitability, so tread lightly and use moderation in all things. Later on Monday, Venus slips out of restricted and critical Virgo into her home sign of Libra. This is a sign that Venus is very comfortable in, which brings you charm and dignity into the energies. On Tuesday, August 7th, Venus shines with passion as it trines Mars. Find a private place and some quiet time to spend with your sweetie. Wednesday is a day for you to ponder. Because Uranus is retrograde, you may take the time to look back on the year and reconsider some of your feelings, especially about losses and enforced sacrifices that have occurred since the beginning of the year. On Thursday, August 9th, the Venus love energies could fall and weaken as Venus squares Saturn, bringing emotional hurts and resentments to a head. Take a deep breath and try to talk it out. If you simply cannot seem to manage that, then take a step back, as well as a break from the upsets and painful situation. Give yourself some space. The new moon on August 11th is a partial solar eclipse, the second one this summer. It is accompanied by a large amount of fixed signs in Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio. These signs have the ability to stand strong and persevere through the most difficult situations, yet they have lessons in knowing when to let go or to adapt. This marks a time of new beginnings and a time to look deep within your heart. Are you on the right path, or do some adjustments need to be made in the direction that you're going? This is a new moon, and it's strong and powerful because it's also a supermoon. But remember, when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all. Although you cannot see the partial eclipse from the mainland, every eclipse carries a strong energy, reminding you to eat lightly, rest a lot, and reschedule any major events on your calendar. especially since it's a new moon with Mercury and Mars both retrograde. Look at this time as a process that has been going on since the spring of 2017, and it's important to put all the pieces in place over the next several months. Prophetic hints, or noticeable new changes that have conked you over the head, have been coming since spring. Although the energy has already been creating change, you will really start to feel it moving into new territory between this coming November and next March. Trust your intuition and begin to take an action towards your new path starting in September. Please do get some rest and relaxation in August so you are fresh and energetically charged come September. Stay up tonight, Saturday, August 11th. The Prasadis Meteor Shower should be brilliant this year. Plan to come together with others in a spiritual and emotional connection to celebrate life, love, and our wonderful planet Earth. On Sunday, Mars backs into Capricorn until the 27th, when it turns direct, and it will stay in Capricorn until September 10th. Mars represents masculine ambitions, sexuality, and asserting your needs and desires in an aggressive way. Keep your eye on the news, on the stock market, as well as political exchanges. Lucky Mars has had you reviewing your higher ideas and goals all summer while in Aquarius, and now it's going to take a look at what ideas you can actually bring down to Earth for practical use in the month ahead. Manifestation is coming. So create an action plan and keep adding to it as we head for the coming change of seasons and changes in our lives. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now, let's get back to tonight's program. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website,
www.new-visions.com.
You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com.
We are now booking air dates between August and October of 2018.
Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, You can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more, there is more than a day. Between day and night, between black and white, there is more than gray. Between the question and the answer, there's the silence of the sea. Between the cradle and the grave, there is the someone that is me. Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Barbara Streisand with Between Yesterday and Tomorrow, telling us that there's more than today. There's more to your life, especially when you walk the path of love. So it might be difficult to make the choice of the high road and to continue walking that. For example, if you wish to know whether or not to continue in a friendship, get a piece of paper. Draw a line down the middle. On the left side of the title is positive. On the right side, the title is negative. Then list on each side your honest feelings of what you like and dislike about the friendship. This is for your eyes and heart only. Then meditate on it and make a decision whether to continue on and to love and bless the shortcomings, or to cut the person out of your life, perhaps for your own best interest. It's always your decision. but at least know why and get honest with yourself. This is an excellent meditation practice because it truly opens up your heart, your third eye, and heightens your vibration level. The receiver will also receive this energy as you focus your thoughts. Things to forgive. Forgiveness is surfacing, and in scientific studies becomes an important part of health and healing. The healing power of forgiveness has been scientifically documented. Forgiveness has been shown to decrease physical pain and stress, strengthen the immune system, decrease the risk of heart attacks, and strengthen relationships. It also increases your happiness and wholeness. So here's an example of five things to forgive. Forgive God that He has separated you from Himself and created you as an individual creature. Relax, enjoy, and be in the highest energy with the highest of spirits that you can. Thank God and forgive. Remember always that your soul is a part of the divine. Forgive your destiny and your karma. You didn't write your destiny, you earned it. You cannot do anything about it. You simply will reach it or not. Forgive the environments which are always challenging and the cause and effect, the daily karma, which always keeps happening. It isn't your life that matters or what occurs. It's the courage and love you bring to each and every experience that counts. This builds soul character. Soul character is the one thing that you take with you at death. You bring it with your soul back to your soul school so that you can grow and begin to correct that which has to be relearned or learned even further in your next lifetime. Remember my favorite saying, the loving is easy, it's the living that's hard. That was said by Frank Sinatra. Forgive your capacity or lack thereof, your ability, your duality. The divine will always come through for you. Forgive yourself and that you have had to go through all this. It's karma, baby. That was Telly Savalas. All you have to remember is you. God rotates this earth. He takes care of the birds, the flowers, the trees, the dolphins, our pets. In God we trust. It's always God's world. We dwell in the house of God, the planet Earth. So behave like a good guest. Be calm, be quiet, be restful, be humble, be harmonious. Be with everything like a human. Make yourself happy, make others happy, and wear the crown of love. Don't be spoiled or a clown. Remember, you are the highest of incarnations on this planet. You are the crown of success of God's kingdom. Walk straight, walk tall, and always say your truth. That's it. No left, no right. If you cannot keep the crown of the divine on your own head, then you will live like a clown within your head. You decide. If you practice these five forgivenesses, you will find yourself realizing and increasing your inner peace. You will find that the world is extremely friendly. If you don't, then my prayer is that you do not suffer too much. My prayer is that 30 million God cells living within you, dancing within you, may protect you, and that your radiant body can keep you radiant. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And it's the end of tonight's program. Of course, we're going to go into the meditation. And the meditation involves choice. What you want to take with you as you walk the high road. And what you may possibly want to leave here. Next week, we'll have Sharon, our nemeology lady, as our guest. And it will be a call-in show. Now let's listen to Elizabeth Hepburn as she reminds us that there's a new world coming. And of course, we always finish with Richard Schulman. And tonight, his piece is Harmony. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There is a new day and it is dawning, and it belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world is coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in love. It's coming in peace.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Please get comfortable. Sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair, or you can lay down on the bed with your legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position holding your circuits. That would be index finger and thumb together. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath, release the breath. We're going to walk the circle of the 12 areas of life to see what you can leave behind as you ascend to your higher vibration. The first is the self. Beginnings, your appearance, your physical body, your personality, and your outlook on life. What is it in those subjects that you could leave behind? The importance of your appearance? Can you just relax and be who you are? Can you let go of all the beautiful clothes and shoes and different apparatus that we buy for our bodies and just be simple? Visualize yourself as who you are. Ask your body to tell you. Maybe you'll be surprised at the vision you'll see. And the next step up is our values, our freedom, our possessions, our earning ability, and our inner and outer resources, especially our inner resources. How can we strengthen our inner resources? And how can we make them be at harmony with our outer resources? We always have freedom because we have freedom of mind. And our values develop as we grow. What values do you consider to be dear to you? Ask your body what that says. What values are most important to me? And let your body answer you reverently. Our next step is our communication with others, our brothers and sisters, our oldest son, our conscious mind, as well as our early education. What were you taught when you were younger that you'd like to let go of now? What do you realize that isn't really a part of your belief system that you may have been taught as a child through your parents, your peers, or your teachers? See yourself letting go of that now. See yourself filling that space with light. See yourself replacing that with whatever value you need to strengthen you. Take a deep breath, release the breath. The next section is the home, endings, the mother parent, your property, your foundation, and the latter part of your life. What would you like to see for the latter part of your life? You entered this planet, you're here, you're sitting here tonight, breathing in and breathing out. What would you like to see as you exit the planet? Something perhaps that you brought here with your knowledge, your body, and your mind. Check your foundation. Make sure that your foundation is strong. Nothing can harm you. You are a child of God. Anything that you feel can harm you on this planet cannot harm your soul. Always remember that. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is your creativity, your amusements, the love you give, speculation, romance, as well as your children. Oh my, our children. We can't forget the children. We're always here for them as best we can be, as our parents were here for us as best as they could be. What is it that you would like to give your children? What's the most important thing you think you could do to open their hearts? Reflect on that. Reflect on your heart. Reflect on how you receive love. Do you receive love with conditions, or do you receive love openly and freely? Reflect on that. Take a deep breath, and we'll go to the next section. Our work, the unconscious mind, the service we give, our pets, some of our health habits. What are your health habits? Do you think they're up to par? Do you take care of yourself the way you take care of others? See yourself caring for yourself. See yourself caring for your body, your mind, and your spirit. See yourself working to the best of your ability with joy. See yourself caring for your pets as you would care for yourself. Take a deep breath. Let's go to the next part. Partnerships, marriage, how you relate to the public, open enemies, and other people. How do you relate to your peers? How do you relate to your family members, as well as to your husband or wife or children that are living with you? Are you in your heart? Do you speak to them from your heart? Do you encourage them and allow them to be who they are?
Do you correct them the way a mother bear might correct her cubs? Or are you harsher? What impressions do you leave on your animals and on your children? What is the unconscious mind saying? Is it full of combat? Is it full of anger and resentment? Or is there room for the light to come in, for a higher form of discipline to come in, so that you can work without interference? Take a deep breath and let's go to the next section. Death, inheritance, reincarnation, your partner's resources, as well as your sexual attitudes. What about other people's money? Do you regard it as important as your money? If you borrow money, do you return it? If you get a car loan or a mortgage, are you happy to pay it back? What is your attitude towards money? Think this. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Other people's resources are a treasure as well as mine. I look forward to my transition as I looked forward to my birth. There is no fear. It's a process of life. Take a deep breath and let's go on to the next section. The law, your in-laws, religion and philosophy, long-distance trips, and your superconscious mind. Is your superconscious mind open enough to believe that you can travel off the planet as well as on? Are you open to all kinds of new technology and new awarenesses? Do you realize there's life on other planets and that there's worlds and other worlds? Embrace your world and all the other worlds. Take a deep breath, release the breath, and the next part of your life is the father, your reputation, your profession, how you work with authorities as well as your ego. Are you cooperative with authorities? Do you respect the law? Of course we need improvements. We need improvements with everything here on this planet. But nonetheless, respecting the law as it's written now, until it is changed, is important. And just as important is being willing to be a part of making changes to that law. And your reputation, it should be sterling. You say what you mean and mean what you say. You always keep your word. And your handshake is your guarantee. Reflect on that for a moment. Ask your body to make you stronger with that vow. Take a deep breath. And the next section is your friends, your hopes and your wishes. Circumstances beyond your control, which can happen to all of us. And love received. Ask yourself if you can receive love from others easily. Ask yourself if you've allowed yourself to realize that when somebody expresses affection to you, wants to thank you or give you a gift, that that's just as precious as you wanting to thank them and give them a gift. Allow yourself to do that. Have your hopes and wishes and enjoy them. Visualize yourself achieving them. Know that you can. There's no room for self-doubt here. You're a child of the universe. If you think it, it can happen, and you have unlimited realities. Remember that. Let your body absorb that, accept it, and remember it. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The last section is hidden strengths. Your limitations, your frustrations, your subconscious mind, as well as hospitals and institutions. Does your subconscious mind take you to good places, to higher learning places, or does it take you into the deep depths of despair? What have you taught yourself? How have you taught yourself to think? Let's make a statement now. I think only the highest and the good and the best for everyone. All is well in my world. I think the highest, the good, and always the best for everyone. No matter whether I like them or not, no matter if my truth is their truth, I always bless them in their truth. And sometimes I really treasure my truth. But whatever is going on around me, I have to remember that they are as an expression of the universe and of the God energies as I am. And if nothing else, their feelings are to be respected. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. And allow yourself now to meld into the beautiful harmony of this wonderful ascension music by Richard Schulman.